Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk World and Podcast World. Coming at you live from Sandwich, Massachusetts, also called Cape Cod. I do this show from home. I have a 1 and 2 there. Actually, they're both 2 right now. I'm Irish twins. They're a little antsy at the moment. I was trying to get them calm, but they're fine. They should be all right for a little while. So, I love to barter. This show is about bartering and how businesses can help people and people can help businesses through the exchange system and through bartering, especially individual small businesses. And I've had a lot of fun bartering. And what I'm going to do is explain a little bit about my services and let people know what I can offer through bartering and tell you some stories that I have bartered for and go into the history a little bit about bartering. I'm on Wikipedia right now. So the definition of bartering is a system of exchange where goods and services are directly exchanged for other goods or services without using a medium of exchange such as money. So in other words, bartering is if you have something of value or service and somebody else is looking for that particular item or service and you both have a need for one another's items or services, then you would barter or exchange or trade. And the fair way to work a barter is what you have in common that's of equal value. And so in Wikipedia, they cited in 1874, there's a newspaper illustration up on the side from Harper's Weekly showing a man engaging in a barter, offering chickens in exchange for his yearly newspaper subscription. So this man had a certain value he put on the chickens, and this newspaper man had a certain value he put on a year's worth of delivering papers, and so they came to an agreement and they bartered that. So let me just explain. I am Kelly Roy from Kelly's Holistic Healing with Stress Reduction. My background is I have an associate in science, a bachelor's in human services, both from Becker College. I did double major. And I also am a healing arts professional and stress reduction expert. And I'm also part of the Yoga Alliance. And I am a yoga teacher. And my specialties are helping people learn how to de-stress through guided talks, through particular stress reduction techniques, through exploration and practicing that, and also through meditation, guided meditation, and just teaching about all the different aspects of meditation and how-tos and going along with your process and helping you through that, as well as divine spiritual reading and energy healing modalities. Now, a little bit about my personal background is since childhood, I always had that awareness that we were something so much more than just being. I did always have the sight and feeling of chi, also called vital life force energy. Well, I always saw energy all around and I felt it. And I had this wonderful opportunity when I was in college to do an internship at a wellness center. And through that, I volunteered to help with one of their events and came across this woman who was certifying people in an energy modality called Shambhala Multidimensional Energy Healing. So I became master certified in that at about the age of 18 or 19, I believe. And also took a class with Julian Rodriguez for electromagnetic energy healing and a few other intensive training healings with her as well. So I have those two certifications, and I am also a master master certified in Usui Reiki, and a lot of other certifications. You can just go on my website, www.kellyroy.com. But I am studied and practiced and learned in energy techniques, and I have been helping with healing people and my friends and my clients and everything as well, via one-on-one, in-person, and remotely, and that means anywhere you are, we can connect through your vibration. And I also offer phone readings, so I think you're getting the gist of what to expect with my bartering, what I offer, of the things that I can offer, and you can gift my services to others. Say if somebody's birthday is coming up and you think really into holistic healing and need some guidance on how to relax, or would really love an energy healing or a reading, then that would be a good idea to bargain with me if you have something in particular that I'm looking for. Let me go to the studio here and just click on that and look at my time. 21 minutes, so probably just going to end up being 15 minutes show. I think I'll run out of things to talk about. So let's talk about what I am looking for barter. The things that I love, especially if you're local in the area, are I love to trade with people who have like fresh organic produce, don't use pesticides, or might have like you can jar things and you like to make jams and jellies and that kind of thing that's, you know, of quality if that's your specialty. And also, if you, say, have a gift card that I could use online, if you have the numbers and haven't been used yet, if it's still activated, there's some gift cards that I may be interested in. And as you know, I said I have two toddlers, so I'm always looking for maybe something new that you have for your child that they weren't interested in that maybe mine would be. So it's essentially a barter is a system where we'll communicate and figure out if we have something that would be of value to the other. I like all sorts of things, more than things that I just mentioned, but I have a home, so a lot of things that could be useful in a home I would appreciate, and services as well. If you're local and you do yard service or cleaning, that kind of thing. So I'm going to go into a few interesting, nice, awesome barters that I've had the beautiful experience of actually going through with for some professionals. So let's see, 2 Christmases ago, I bartered with Lori. She's a local embroidery specialist. She does amazingly fantastic, beautiful work. And so what we did is we traded some readings that she gifted for Christmas. So I think that we gifted like 3 readings, and she in turn made 3 embroidered items, or maybe a few more. It was value for value, whatever the value of the readings were, we did the value of the embroidery. And then there was another woman who, it was her off-season in her store. Her store was seasonal, and she really wanted reading. But funds were kind of low, so we did a barter with her jewelry. She had silver jewelry and specialized in amber. So that was very beautiful. I was happy to get that. So she gave a few pieces to myself and for a gift. Because they were, like I said, value for value. And so the list goes on from there. Other things that I would barter for, if you have a small business or like a small marketing business and you sell products, if you had some excess products in like natural beauty, healing products, herbs, anything that's really unopened of value that you would like to trade for. And so bartering is one of those things that if you may not have excess funds at the moment, to spend on little extra things that you appreciate. And you have people around you that are interested in what you have to offer as a service or an item, then you could possibly get those things that you need still without having to really be in lack and spend money on one thing and forget spending money on another that you have to pay a bill for, etc. So bartering is something that you really can create wonderful relationships with your local community and small businesses and trade with each other. And I just love the idea of bartering because money seems to just rule our lives, doesn't it? Like, we're always just fighting for that dollar. And imagine if the bread maker traded services and traded her bread for other services. Nobody would be hungry, right? So just something like that. Something just in that regard would really help everybody. And it's not to say like you're just going to barter everything away and not make money, because we all have bills to pay. So I always think like, okay, how many services are I going to barter for this? And I don't get it over my head. So you just think about the time you have in the bartering you could do without straining your life. So let's just go back to Kelly Solicitation on my website now, kellyroy.com, KELIEROY.com. So, for instance, if somebody were to want to barter with me for a reading, I'm clicking on Book of Divine Spiritual Phone Reading now. And let's see, it's loading. Okay, so my description is, Kelly is a natural born intuitive reader and picks up on the energetic vibration of life areas. The purpose of each reading is to help you live your best life and move forward. Spiritual wisdom from her guides and the universal energy will guide the reading. Kelly is not a fortune teller, but does pick up on the energy healing from the life areas. Individual readings are done over the phone for 40 minutes at the cost of $90. PayPal link will be provided. So obviously there wouldn't be any cost if we're bartering for that. And then here's my another service that I offer, Book a 1-on-1 Stress Reduction Holistic Healing Session. So you can choose to sit or lie down during your session. Obviously if we're doing a remote session, you would be in your space, having a quiet moment and saying to yourself, I am open for this healing. What I like to do is connect with you first in some form. It can either be through text, through Facebook Messenger, or on the phone, just really quickly to connect with your vibration. And through, when I make that connection, then it's your time to sit and lay down and receive. And that generally takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, but if you have 5 minutes to sit when it starts and receive, then the channels are open and you'll receive the rest of it. Let's see, what else may people be interested in? If you're local, I do offer, depending on my private and group yoga now, so I do offer private yoga sessions if I'm bartering with you. So I would go to your home. I usually only do that when I know people, or if I had like an acquaintance that knows you and I'm referred to you. I just don't go to people's homes that I don't know. If we would connect and, you know, get to know each other, that may be an option if you're local. Let's see. Also, I do feng shui for home. And you guys can click on all these things and you'll see it on my website. So I'm just going to reiterate, in particular, the barters that I offer are, if you're not local, are phone readings and also energy healing. And I already explained, but I'll go over quickly the type of energy healing that I do. It's very intuitive. I pick up on your vibrations and maybe areas that are heavy, and help remove those so your vital life force energy can flow freely through your meridian channel to free up space in your whole being, mind, body, soul, letting go of the heavy tension, energetic baggage that may be holding you back. That's the purpose of the energy healings. And the things that I specifically love are food. So if you have a small business, then you make fresh bread or you fish, something like that. I like the healthy stuff, but I also like homemade chocolate. So if you happen to be a chocolatier or you happen to make jams and like that's your business, then that's fine. I wouldn't want to just get random jams because it's a jamming process of something that has to be specifically done and heated and professional, or else you can get really sick. But I think you understand it's actually, bartering is actually for quality things. So it's really wonderful to be able to share and connect with people who may not have funds, and if you just love to barter, or if you like the idea of bartering and you want to try it, I do barter with integrity. So it's important to show up, to follow through, and to be consistent. That's very important to me. I think a lot of people are weird about bartering because they think, oh no, well, if I send her whatever it is, for example, a piece of jewelry that the woman sent me, if I send her that, how do I know she's going to give me the reading? Well, because you can trust me and I do have integrity. And so I'm not your average person. I'm actually doing a show on this, so you have my word. And I do understand emergencies happen with people and sometimes you need to reschedule, but just keep in contact and follow through. So 10 minutes left now. I thought I was going to have to cut the show short. Who am I kidding? I can talk, that's for sure. So if you also like want to know that I actually do what I say I do, you can see my qualifications on my website. I'm going to have to end the show in a minute because my little baby girl is on my attention. But you can also go to my Facebook page, which is Holistic Healing, HOLISTIC Healing, Holistic Healing, HOLISTIC Healing, HEALING. So you can connect with me and message me through there. And I think that pretty much sums it up, guys. And so, like, if you live somewhere else, obviously you would send whatever the barter was. Or you would pass along, if you, for example, have a gift card, pass along the numbers to me, and we would arrange a time to schedule your service. So, thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Bartering is just a wonderful day, a wonderful way to share what you have to offer, what overflows, what your talent is, and receive something that you really value back. So if you value these sorts of holistic healing services or know somebody that you'd like to gift it to or barter, that's a beautiful thing too. Have a great day, everybody. Namaste. From Kelly Holistic Healing, KELIERY.com. Bye-bye.